Everyone, welcome to The Withering Effect, episode 132. Today's date is February 20th, 2022, and I am Duds, or Duds Versus, known to the rest of the interwebs.
And I'm Jimbo. You may know me as JimboSlice23. So, this has been a big week for Minecraft.
Big week.
What have you been up to so far?
I stepped out of my comfort zone and did a mostly, I wanted to say purely, but mostly cinematic episode.
Mm-hmm.
Winter came to me with an adventure, and I wanted to throw in a couple funny cutscenes, and those funny cutscenes ended up turning into more scenes and more scenes. And yeah, so basically I put out an entire episode that was mostly cinematic. I had a tiny bit of building that I did a replay mod on stream from, and yeah, it was nerve-wracking. So far, it's all been good responses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what you did with it.
There are notes I have made on how I can do it better. It's something I will not be doing a lot of, because the amount of work that went into that episode. So for every clip I recorded, I also had replay mod footage that I would have to sync up and do the camera movements to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just took a massive amount of time. The file was almost like 50% larger than it normally is, too.
Yeah.
So that was fun trying to make room on the hard drive to get it to work.
Yeah, I've had quite a few of those. Just seems like what I've edited has so many different overlays to it. Just so many different cuts and bringing in the replay footage and overlapping, trying to sync it up. Yep, I've been there. That's It can be rough, but it does make a big difference. It looks good.
And for the most part, you can fudge it a little bit, except for there was one part near the end where I go to pick up the screaming Enderman head. Spoilers for those who have not seen it. And I accidentally punched it before I picked it up. And the punch sound effect is in the video. So if I didn't sync that up, to me, like, it was all out of whack and You kind of fall out of the immersion.
Yeah, there's some noises you got to sync.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know too, if you're talking and stuff, you can kind of just...
Yeah, wiggle the head and you're all right.
Right, yeah, get it close.
But yeah, I did that, and then that episode burned me out a bit from making more videos. So I just kind of like did a little bit of gardening around the house. I built a waterfall last night. That was fun. Just little things to get things a bit neater.
Yeah.
That's kind of my week. How about you?
I put out an episode as well, but there was no cinematics at all. And I realized that last night when I just finished editing, I put my episode out today. It's Sunday. I'm out on Sunday, which is a day late, but I had to get everything right. I've been real excited about the new news, you know, us getting all this new 119 to play with and watch other creators find out other things that we might not have known. And it's been all over my YouTube is with the 119. So I got distracted there. Don't worry, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about all 119 stuff here shortly.
Yep.
But yeah, I didn't use any replay mod. I didn't use anything like that. It was just first person the whole way. I kind of messed up and used shaders at the beginning for some reason. I don't know how I didn't realize it, but
okay.
That's what you get when you record and don't edit. So I recorded so many clips before I started editing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go back and redo the first scene because everything's changed. And I was kind of stuck with that scene in shaders. And yeah, like I said, that's what you get for not editing while you while you record.
There is one thing about my episode I went through and that I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out me and Winter coincidentally released our episodes on the same day. And they're relatively tied into each other. Like, if you watch Winter's video up until I come on screen, so, like, you just watch it normally, and I come on screen, you can, like, pause his video, watch my entire video, and then come back to his, and it's like an entire segment. There's an entire story being told over the two videos.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And we didn't plan that at all. It just so happened that that's the way it worked out. And it's like, oh, man, that was fun.
Yeah, in his video, you get a little bit more lore about why everything was happening and, like, afterwards.
Oh, and of course he throws in some kind of crazy ragdoll physics that aren't in the game. And
yeah. That was pretty cool. He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
With his editing. I think he's going for a cinematic feel too.
Yeah, most of his videos, he said, are going to be more cinematic and lore driven. Because he's got a point. You've seen us build iron farms for years now.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no point in that. Now, granted, I'm still a builder YouTuber. I'd much rather build than tell a story. But obviously, I'm putting stories into my videos now.
Yeah, and everyone likes a nice looking base, so
mm-hmm.
It's nice to share, you know, your designs and your builds with other people so they could help, you know, build their base.
Yeah. Anyways, back to what you're talking about.
Yeah, so no cinematic episode, just kind of went old school with it at first person, but I finished my storage room. It's finally finished. I had a lot to tie in there. There was so much around my storage, and my storage was pretty bulky. I had to move everything around it. I actually had to take out my portal from my main area where the portal was originally, which I really liked. I really liked the way the roots went around the portal and everything. But I had to move it. It was in the way, and moved it in a different spot below. And I plan on putting something there. Just,
yeah,
it might take some time, but yeah, I kind of need to put something there.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, you came over and seen it. But yeah, I got a little bit more work ahead of me. I do have some other ideas with the base, but I'm glad that that was a lot that I had to do that I got finished. And I'm pretty happy with the way the base looks.
Yeah, your little storage room. I shouldn't say little. It's very big. It looks really good.
Thank you. It is big, but I'm having trouble finding places for certain items. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
This might need its own chest, and
yep.
I don't have any more chests, so I'm looking to expand maybe elsewhere. I don't know.
That's the worst part. Like, my storage room in my starter house was designed so I can spend a longer bit of the season in my starter house than I normally do. Because normally, starter house, you're in there for a week or two and you're gone, so it doesn't matter. But I was like, I'm going to be in this starter house for at least a third of the season, so I need to make sure the storage room was built to accept that, and I'm already starting to outgrow it. Like, oh man. And it's not the stuff you normally think of. Like, I usually think I'm going to have a ton of stone. I'm going to have a ton of cobblestone. I need to have a bit of silos for that. And now, spruce wood is already full in a double chest, and I'm now starting an overflow chest for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, maybe I should have made mine a little bigger, but it's in there now. It's already done.
I love the way you have yours set up. It's so good.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. Still got a lot more to do, but...
And the fact that it's automatic.
Yeah, I always go automatic, just in case I'm feeling lazy. I want to put it in the system. Only problem is, it's not good to leave the area once you have items running through it.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, because the Tango system that I have hooked up in there, it does, you know, multiple items.
Mm-hmm.
And they could get stuck in the droppers and the hoppers.
Yep.
If you leave the area, so.
I like using an old Cybot version, and it does the same thing. So I take his design, and I hook redstone lamps up to the column circuits. So if the red lights are going, I know I can't leave the area.
Okay.
That's how I do it.
That's good. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, most of the time I do it manually.
Yeah.
If I know exactly where it goes.
I have found, though, that I need to organize the chests because I'll make a ton of things that I don't need because I already have them and I just can't find it in the chest. It's the one thing because, like, when I had the automatic sorting, I had everything, like, the block goes here inside the chest. So I knew where everything was all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't.
Mm.
But anyways, we're going to skip news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no news. We didn't have no news this week.
No news this week. We're going to save news for the end because it's the big thing today. But we're going to get into listener comments. We have one from The Do, and they say, if anyone in the team is reading this, have Duds read, or if anyone is reading this, yeah, have Duds read this. Duds did read this. He was saying he's having issues with rain, episode 131. Something to help with that might be Unobtrusive Rain by Vanilla Tweaks. Winter has fixed that.
Mm-hmm. I do use the Unobtrusive Rain with Vanilla Tweaks, by the way.
I don't think I do, but I never had to before.
Yeah, I do that and the Enchantment Glint. the unobtrusive.
Yeah.
Enchantment, Glenn, I use that.
So Winter's created something that's nice. Basically, we have turned off rain server-wide, and he has created a weather rod that will allow us to cycle rain. So we can turn it on if we need it, turn it off if we don't.
Mm. It's available to all members.
And it's available to all members. Though I will ask, if you guys have the weather rod and you need it to rain, ask the people that are on the server before you do that, because some might be recording and you're just like, thunder! And it's like, no, please, I was doing something here.
Mm-hmm. My villagers are all shocked now. They're all witches. Yeah, it'd be nice to get a heads up.
But it's good in the fact that as YouTubers, we rarely ever want it to rain.
Mm-hmm.
It gets in the way. And the fact that Mojang has now made it rain more, it's kind of dumb. Plus, it's nicer. If you're trying to AFK a rain storm or whatever, you just wait for no one to be on and click, turn it on. Good to go.
Right.
No more waiting days for rain.
Yeah. Or if no one's busy, you know, and you need the rain for some reason.
Yeah.
There are different reasons why you would need the rain, but recording videos, the rain does,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, obstruct your view. So, yeah, I know the unobtrusive rain by Vanilla Tweaks helps, but it's not, you know, the end-all be-all. It does darken the sky. It does give you that moody atmosphere.
Yep.
That doesn't help.
No. But, yeah, Winter has fixed the rain for us. We can now summon it whenever we would like.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of skirts the line of the vanilla and modded thing.
Yeah.
The idea of being able to turn the rain on whenever you want is a very modded idea, but it's a very welcome fix compared to the every other day it rained on the server.
Yeah. You can't sleep through rain, just thunder.
Exactly.
No way to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice that, you know, everyone has this capability. And Winter,
yeah.
You know, we have been kind of treading a line with vanilla all season.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think it makes things more fun.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. We're trying to do something different. Every SMP is relatively close to the same.
Mm-hmm.
I have the feeling. So you try to see where's a nice comfortable groove for your SMP to push some boundaries to be different. And yeah, I like where we're going.
Me too.
But thank you for that, the dude. That comment was from our Discord, and it's the only place you can talk to everyone who works on the show easily. Just take Cass's word for it.
Is this thing on? I'm Cass, and I'm here to figure out why you have yet to join the Withering Effect Discord. It's a great place to hang out with other Minecraft enthusiasts and the creators of the show. The link to join the Discord is in the show notes.
Thanks for the Discord ad, Cass. And speaking of the Discord, it's the only place you can get involved in our Mending Minecraft vote. This week, we asked you to choose between one of three structures for us to discuss and approve. Your choices were Amethyst Geode, End Fountain, and Nether Fortress.
And the winner of Mending Minecraft this week is... End Fountain.
Why?
Because you can't fix it. You just can't.
Yeah.
They're like, haha, fix this one, duds.
Uh-huh.
Jimbo.
Fix these 15 pieces of bedrock.
Joke's on you.
Yep.
Okay, so the End Fountain had 35 votes, Amethyst Geode with 5, and Nether Fortress with 7. So.
I thought Nether Fortress was going to win easily.
I was thinking Geode, but yeah, we're both wrong either way.
Yep.
A few things I have here on the End Fountain. The End Fountain, also known as Exit Portal, is a structure that enables the player to return to their spawn point, activating upon each defeat of the Ender Dragon. The Exit Portal also generates at the coordinates 0, 0 in the End Biome and is deactivated whenever the Ender Dragon fight is in progress. It has 7-block-wide bowl-shaped frame of bedrock and a central pillar of bedrock with torches on each side. A dragon egg generates on top of the pillar upon defeating the Ender Dragon for the first time. The credits roll when the player enters the exit portal for the first time. And that's it. Really nothing else to say about the End Fountain or exit portal, whatever you want to call it.
Yep. So a couple quick things, because honestly, there's not a lot to do to the end fountain to make it anything crazy. One is when the dragon fight is in progress, the end fountain's obviously empty. I think it should be filled with water.
Okay.
Why? Because Endermen attack you when you look at them. You can hide from the Endermen in the water. It gives the player at least a tiny bit of safety cushion in the end.
Okay.
So there's that. Plus, it's called a stupid fountain, and fountains without water stink.
That's a good point. It is called a fountain.
Have you ever gone like, oh, that's a pretty fountain and there's no water in it? No. Every pretty fountain has water in it.
Yeah. Well, it's not all that pretty, but it is a fountain.
They call it a fountain. And there's my second fix. Maybe it shouldn't be a fountain. Maybe it should be a nest.
Okay.
A dragon's nest. Because the dragon lays an egg in the nest.
Right. And it's still, you know, a bowl shape is a nest shape, not just a fountain shape.
Maybe get rid of the pillar in the middle of it a bit. But yeah, make it a nest and not a fountain, quote unquote. Maybe expand it, make it a little bit bigger.
I do like that.
Mm-hmm. Just thought of that 20 minutes ago.
It kind of, I mean, it is a portal, though. You'd be jumping into the nest. But either way, it's a fountain, too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I think the water while the fight's in progress is the easier, better fix. So that way, you're helping the player combat. And for players who don't know, Endermen don't like water. That's a way to teach them without slapping them in the face with it somewhere.
See, it could have a double-edged sword, though. Because if you, especially if you don't have Depth Strider, you jump in that water and a dragon hits you with that splash potion or splash whatever, dragon's breath, that, you know, you're going to have trouble getting out of there if you're in the water.
But if you go and you fight the dragon without feather falling.
Yeah.
It's crazy too.
Aim for the water.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people use this end fountain as a wither killer.
Yep.
See that a lot nowadays.
And I don't want to change that.
No, me neither. I'm kind of enjoying that. Usually, or before, you would have to go to the top of the nether and find an ideal location to suffocate the wither. Now it's just so more convenient, especially if you have a place in the nether to get around, to get to these end portals, and just use the end fountain to kill wither. Very simple. Pretty sure we have one set up.
Yeah, I like the fact that you can use the end fountain for an easy wither killer, because sometimes it's not worth it, especially when you've got a wither skull farm. So now you're farming withers to get beacons and stuff. It's not worth fighting those things over and over and over again. So having an easy way to kill it is nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me look and see if there's anything in the Discord about it. Oh, no one said anything about it.
Yeah, no one else had a fix for it either.
No one said a word about end fountain in the Discord. They're like, oh, not going to touch that. Good luck, duds.
And I will say, in their defense, Carl forgot to put the vote out earlier. Usually it goes out on Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
And I think he didn't get it out till late Friday night. I can't believe it's already Sunday.
Looked like it went out yesterday. Yeah.
Maybe it did go out yesterday.
Yesterday morning. That's why. So if you have a good fix, let us know in the discussion.
If you have a better fix than me, go ahead, because I need to know. But is it news time? We're giving ourselves almost 40 minutes to talk about the Deep Dark.
Yeah, we figure we might need every bit of it.
Actually, before we go there, let's talk about 118.2.
Okay.
Because that's in pre-release.
Yeah, let's do the news.
And I'm getting a fix that I complained about, and I don't know if it's because they listened to the show or because a lot of other people were giving the same complaint.
Probably because they listened.
But tropical fish will no longer spawn in bubble columns.
Yeah.
Yay! I love this. This is awesome.
See, I didn't know it was a thing until you brought it up.
Yeah, I knew it was a thing, but I was kind of like, well, hopefully because there's so much water in the area, they won't choose this one block to spawn there.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out they choose that one block a lot.
Yeah, that's where they'd rather spawn.
Yeah, much rather spawn there, which is hilarious because it always leads to them dying.
Right. It's a bad choice.
Even if I don't come up to them, most of the time they bounce out of the bubble column and just flop around on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you have someone there with a bucket to save them every single time.
Jimbo, did you run over to my bubble column and start saving tropical fish?
No more fish for Jimbo to save now. Sort of. You don't know yet.
I wonder, was that from the episode this morning I haven't had a chance to watch yet?
It is.
Okay.
Check it out.
I will. But, okay, that's the main fix. 118.2 is in pre-release. There really wasn't many things bug fix-wise on there that I wanted to throw in.
Yeah, just some small bugs.
Small bugs. And plus, let's face it, Deep Dark's out now. Let's talk Deep Dark.
Let's do it.
So lots of things were added. Deep Dark, Ancient Cities, Darkness Effect, Skulk, Skulk Vein, Skulk Catalyst, Skulk Shrieker were all added.
Also got an enchantment.
The Swift Sneak enchantment.
We didn't see this coming. At least I didn't.
I didn't either, and I like it. I like it a lot.
I mentioned a while back how it'd be nice to get an enchantment or a potion to help you get around the Deep Dark, and they kind of did that with this.
Yep.
Now, what Swift Sneak does is it allows you to sneak but move faster. So there's three levels of it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that enchantment right now.
Okay.
When it first came out, they said it was going to be on the boots, and you couldn't have Swift Sneak with Depth Strider, what was it, Soul Speed, and what was it, Frostwalker.
Right, can't combine with any.
Which I immediately went, well, then I'm just not using it. Because, I'm sorry, Depth Strider is just such an important enchantment on boots.
Mm-hmm.
And then people started saying, why can't we have it for pants? Because pants have no special enchantments.
Nope, nothing.
Yeah, I think I always have either Protection 4 or a Blast Protection or Fire Resistance and then Unbreaking. And that's essentially it for pants.
Yeah, you could throw thorns on there if you want, but...
Yeah, I hate having thorns. Because you'll try to move a mob around, and you'll accidentally kill it.
Yep. If you mess around with mobs often, thorns is not ideal to have on your armor.
No.
But yeah, I would love to see it added to the pants, and it looks like it is. So there was a tweet from, I think it was King B-Dogs.
Yep.
He mentioned, you know, he got the word out, people want to see it on the pants, and I think he said, like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Done. Kind of deal. Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, he literally said, done.
Yeah. So... look forward to that.
And to me, that's a huge, great thing.
Yes.
Because not only do we get new things for pants, now we can mix it in with these other ones that it wasn't going to. Because to me, Swift Sneak is, yeah, it's important in the Deep Dark, but it's even more important when building.
Right.
Now I can sneak on top of my scaffolding without having to worry about falling over and keep a good pace up.
Right.
Which is really nice.
Keep up the pace.
I love that enchantment.
And not just with scaffolding, if you were to pillar out sideways, like in the end, you can get to the other side a lot faster. It's not that long, tedious sneak. I mean, that granted, if you get that enchantment for the end, before you get there, because once you get your wings, you're not pillaring anywhere.
Yeah, and we can talk a bit about the speed, because you said earlier there are three different enchantments. There's speed one, speed two... or sneak one, sneak two, sneak three.
Mm-hmm. And I think the third is relatively close to normal walking speed. It looks like it's a little bit slower, though.
It is a little bit slower. So Exuberant Void put out a good video saying that... so when you sneak, you go from walking at about 4 blocks per second to about 1 block per second.
Okay.
And then Swift Sneak 1 will give you about a 20% buff from that 1 block per second. And then 2 will give you a 50% buff, and then 3 is a 75% buff. So you don't quite get all the way back to walking speed, but you get relatively close.
I'm the type of person that I always seem to sneak randomly.
I do too.
When I'm messing around, looking at things, when I'm building, I'm always, you know, I'll hit my shift button just because, just randomly, just to look around and stuff.
It's the concentrate button. You got to click it to concentrate.
I think it is. I think you're right. But yeah, this will definitely help. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not for concentrating, but...
no, I think Swift Sneak will be a standard on the armor enchantment list.
Oh, yeah.
From now on. The only problem is you can't get it in an enchanting table. And as of right now, villagers can't trade for it. You can only get it in the Deep Dark.
I'm kind of glad... That's the only way you can get it.
Really? Because I'm the opposite.
Now, you can't get, what is it, Soul Speed, unless you get it in the Nether. I think it's only in Bastions. Or, well, you can trade for it with Piglins.
Yeah.
But yeah, and now you got the Swift Sneak, I think should only be Deep Dark. You can only get it from there. My opinion. I kind of like that.
This leads me into one of the other things I want to talk about, and that's the loot so far in the Deep Dark. I'm hoping that they've just kind of put like fillers in there right now. I'm actually assuming that everything in there right now is just fillers and not what we're actually going to get, because the loot is probably the most underwhelming loot in the game, minus Swift Sneak.
Yeah, that's the only thing unique about it. We did hear them say there would be unique loot down here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this isn't the only unique loot we get.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting skulk blocks and stuff, but at the same time, you can mine this stuff, because the Deep Dark doesn't just spawn in ancient cities. Like, it can spawn relatively anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Small patches, though.
Yeah, small patch. You could be caving, and you can just come across skulk blocks. So you can mine it there. You don't have to go to ancient cities to get this.
And the way that some of these work are, you can pretty much gather that, or you'll need a catalyst.
Yes.
Once you get a catalyst, you can produce all the skulk blocks.
Even the shriekers?
Yes, I think.
I wasn't sure about the shriekers. I know just about everything else you can create with the catalyst.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get a shrieker. Don't hold me to that, but...
Yeah, the loot, underwhelming. I'm assuming that it's just a placeholder for now. Like, this isn't what we're going to get.
Right. Yeah, and the other, the blocks we're getting, we've kind of talked about those before.
Mm-hmm.
But just to give you another run for it, the Skulk Shrieker is what summons the Warden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's supposed to do it like every third shriek, it would summon the Warden. It seems like that's just like the first time.
Yeah.
And then after that, it kind of summons them every time. I don't know if that's a bug, but this is all experimental.
Well, and see, this is where we have different things, because Azuma Void was saying that it's the third time for the first time, and then after that, it's every time. Then I'm watching Tango Tech's live stream where he's playing with the Warden and the Shrieker blocks, and he's not getting it every first time still.
Yeah.
He's having to walk over multiple times to get to do it. Now, it's not every three. The first time it is every three, but it might be the next one will be one time, and then the one after that's two times.
Yeah, I figured it was a random, not just you know when it's coming.
Right.
That would take the fun out of it a little bit if you knew.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what that does. The catalyst we mentioned, if a mob dies 8 blocks away from this catalyst, it will spread the XP into skulk blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be mined for XP, which is pretty cool. Also produces like skulk sensors, possibly shriekers.
And that works a lot like moss does when you bone meal moss.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a block there to start.
Yeah.
So if you want, you can create like a stone generator. I think cobblestone generator works too.
No, cobble doesn't.
And have these skulk catalysts constantly converting it, and now you have a red, or not a redstone, but now you have an XP bank.
Yeah.
Just waiting for you.
Yeah, so I think it was Ilmango actually did that. He had the skulk gathering up, and he pushes it into a wither cage, because there's another block
mm-hmm.
we haven't talked about, which is pretty unique. But I was going to say something before we jumped into that. Oh, the animation of the skulk catalyst when the skulk spreads, that bubbly animation.
Yeah.
So cool.
Very cool. I'm glad animations are getting more used in the game. We're actually going to talk about that as a post-show topic. The patrons will get to hear that.
So the new block. What do you know about this new block?
Oh, the portal block, as I'm going to call it.
Reinforced Deep Slate is the technical name.
It's a very beautiful block. I was excited to build with it in-game. And now I'm finding you can't make it, craft it, build with it.
But you can move it.
You can move it with a piston.
As of right now. I'm starting to think that's not a thing.
It's not a thing. King B-Dogs tweeted that was not intentional.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they don't know if they're going to remove it now or not.
Mm.
But yeah, it's not intentional that you can move it with a piston.
Yeah, it's a pretty OP block because we've saw people make wither cages, like I mentioned.
Yep.
And wither cages can be pretty OP
mm-hmm.
for breaking anything. So they do have a cool look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very unique. But yeah, if you try to mine it, you can't. You could barely mine it.
Mm-hmm. You can break it in survival.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Can be broken. It'd take forever, but no point really.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about some of the other properties until we talk about the main city components.
Okay.
Because I have ideas for it.
All right.
But let's talk Warden.
Yeah. Warden's here.
The Beast of the Deep.
Yes.
Scary as crap. It's the easiest way I can describe it.
Pretty creepy.
Yeah, the way it tunnels out of the ground. Again, great animation.
Mm-hmm.
Scary animation.
Love that animation.
Yeah.
Can pretty much come out of anywhere. I think there's a radius around the Shrieker that spawns it. I'm not too sure how far.
And so far, it looks like it tries to come out of the same Y level your feet are on.
Mm.
That's kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
When you're doing things. But that's how it... The Shrieker block...
Shrieker.
...is what calls it the three times we talked about. Then it gets summoned through the ground. You get this darkness effect, which is, again, new to the game, where everything just goes pitch black,
mm-hmm.
which just makes it even scarier.
It's going to be hard to record content, too.
Yes.
A lot of the videos I've been watching, people fight or take on the Warden, or at least see the Warden. It's hard to see through that darkness effect. I did notice that torches help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you are to go down there, throw some torches around. I mean, you know, we have that new spawning mechanic where it's zero, but I'd say keep them close by, a little bit closer with the torches so you can actually see when it does get called and you'd get that darkness effect because it's so hard to see. It's very hard. I have my brightness all the way up. I could barely see.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things on that, but let's start with, like, the Warden itself. It's a one-shot hit if you're not wearing good armor. Two-shot hit mm-hmm. if you are wearing armor. I think it deals, like, 22 hearts of damage.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Like, insane. And it itself has 250 hearts of health, or 500 hit points.
Yeah.
You are not meant to kill this thing.
Yeah, I did not see that coming with the size of that, you know, his health. Yeah, it's kind of... The fact that he doesn't drop anything...
Yeah.
I don't even... Does he even drop XP?
Not right now.
Yeah, so there's no real reason to fight the Warden. There are ways to cheese the Warden, at least as of right now.
Yep, pillar up.
Yeah, pillar up. I was actually one block above his head. I was right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to him, one block above his head, and he would not attack me. Like, I killed him with my bare hands. I killed the Warden with my bare hands. For one, I didn't have anything on me. I went there in creative and then went to survival just to see the way he acted. I didn't have a weapon. I just jumped up and down and killed him with my bare hands. Like, he won't hit you if you're in certain spots of it. Right above him, actually,
mm-hmm.
is the best spot. Yeah, once he gets you, you're done. But yeah, there's other ways to cheese him also. But I think there was a tweet from King B-Dogs again saying that that's not the intention. The intention is to sneak around him.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't get you. I mean, it sounds more fun at least.
Yeah. Well, and sneaking around the Warden, let's talk about that because he has very unique abilities. He can't see. I say he. It can't see.
Mm-hmm.
It's relying on sound. Sound that you make or sound that the Skulk sensors pick up.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be aware that you can walk on carpet or wool and that will help. You won't be heard then.
Right.
But he also sniffs you out. He can smell you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy for a thing that doesn't have a nose.
I think it's if you're close enough to it, it's not, you can't sneak around him that close to him. I could be wrong.
Well, from what I'm seeing so far is, like, it's still a pretty big radius, like 20-something blocks it can smell you.
Wow. Okay.
I might be wrong, but it's a big radius, I think. So it makes sneaking around really hard. So you have to use your projectiles because it's attracted to those. It's not attracted to the sound of the projectiles firing, whether it be snowballs or arrows. It's attracted to where they land.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another thing, like you have to be aware of how often you're firing projectiles because if you do it too often, you just anger the Warden. He attacks you anyways.
Yeah, he kind of figures out where it's coming from at that point.
Yeah.
And you can also, if you throw an item on the ground, it can pick that up. It hears that. It hears whatever the sensors pick up.
Yeah. Someone pointed out that maybe throwing chicken eggs would be the smarter thing, because then you would get baby chickens spawning, and they're obviously going to produce sound too, and it could be a confusion tactic.
Yeah, a decoy, distraction.
Again, if you throw too many, it seems like all of that gets voided out and he just comes straight for you.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't get to see... I've actually watched a lot of footage on this thing. I was real excited to hear about it on Twitter, and I'm like, oh, well, it looks like I know what I'm doing today. And I've just watched a bunch of deep, dark explorations. Went ahead and downloaded it myself. Like I said, I beat him with my bare hands, just, you know, being a block above it.
Mm-hmm. Bare fist punching Jimbo.
Just beat him with my bare hands, you know, no big deal. But to find one of these places was a lot harder than actually...
Yeah, they're really rare.
Yeah, they're pretty rare. Like you said, you can get a deep dark biome, like patches of them, but the ancient city is where you want to be, and I think that's where you're going to find most of your shriekers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen a shrieker in the deep dark biome. I've only seen them in the cities.
I think there was one, it was Pixel Rift, I think it was his video. He came across a small deep dark biome. Then again, right around the corner was the city, so
yeah,
maybe not. As of right now, they're found in cities.
What else? Is there something else we're missing about the Warden?
He does the heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the hitbox, too.
Yeah, the hitbox.
The hitbox is incredibly small for the size of a Warden.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I don't like, but I understand why they did it. So the Warden has a 1x1 hitbox, and it's 3 tall. So it's definitely the tallest mob in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they do the 1... so the Warden can get around easily. So you can't just like run around a corner and the Warden's going to get stuck and can't come and get you. It can get through those spaces a lot easier than you'd think. The problem with that, though, is if you're shooting at it and actually trying to fight it, you have to hit it in the center. It's got to be a body shot. You can't shoot it in the arms. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just so it can maneuver itself around those cities.
Exactly.
A lot easier.
Yeah. But then again, they're making it so you're not supposed to fight the Warden anyways. You're supposed to sneak, so.
Yeah. Doesn't drop anything.
Which means I'll visit an ancient city once and probably never go back.
Yeah, I'm real excited to visit an ancient city. And there's not, just so we're clear, there's not just one Warden. Like, it's not just, this is the Warden.
Oh, yeah, no.
You kill it, it's dead, it's not coming back. No, that's not the case.
There can be multiples.
Yes. Different shriekers can summon different Wardens. So you can have 2-3 Wardens running around if you're not careful. Just letting you know.
Yeah. Oh, other thing is, you can name tag them.
Oh, didn't know that.
The name tag will not save the Warden. It will still despawn when it gets bored.
Oh, I was getting excited.
The other thing is, you can't travel 200 blocks away and come back and expect it to be despawned. It won't work that way.
Ah. And I, for one, was thinking this was like a boss type of mob. So, like, you know, we do need a boss down in the deep dark. That would be a lot of fun. I don't consider it a boss.
You know, because I consider it a boss.
I there's no boss bar on there, you know, when it pops up.
True.
I was thinking there's no boss bar like the dragon or the wither. And I was also thinking the Elder Guardians don't have a boss bar either. So maybe that's not a boss either. But that's one thing I was looking for, was the boss bar, and there was none. So, I mean, health-wise, fighting-wise, yeah, it's just as tough as a boss. So, I guess you can consider it that because of that. But, yeah, kind of disappointed there's no boss bar.
I can see when you think of boss, you think of defeat it once and move on. But then again, you can respawn the Wither, you can respawn the Dragon.
Yeah.
So, you're right. I think the Warden should have a boss bar. But that would kind of let you know you're close to a Warden. So, the whole hiding in the darkness thing might be a little forfeited.
Yeah.
I say we move on. I got two real quick things. It can't fit in a boat. Can't fit in a minecart.
No, it can't.
Let's move into ancient cities.
Oh, there are different types. You know, they're not all the same. There are random structures that go through there. Though they all look similar, I think they all have that frame in the middle.
Yes, they all have the frame and the quote-unquote lower city walls or something like that.
Yeah, besides that, it's kind of random. But they are massive. They're pretty big.
Yeah, it's like the Bastions, how they have rooms that are placed together with this jigsaw block
mm-hmm.
that randomizes them up a bit. We see that in Woodland Mansions. I think Nether Fortresses do it a little bit. I don't know. The big thing is, other mobs aren't supposed to spawn in ancient cities, which makes sense, because if you're trying to sneak around a warden and some creeper just starts chasing you, it completely ruins the effect, because now I can't sneak around. I have to straight up sprint or fight.
Yeah.
And this is a known issue, is that the ancient city will extend beyond the deep dark, which means we will get mobs spawning in an ancient city that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I was on the edge of a dripstone biome when I was in the deep dark, and I had skeletons spawning around me.
Mm-hmm.
And some were in the deep dark spawning. And you know, to have the warden chase you down and a skeleton shooting from a distance, it's pretty bad. It's like you have no chance.
Yeah, there's no win there.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually get a skeleton head.
You can.
In the ancient city. You see that? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the structure.
Yeah, and I think it's just a skeleton. I didn't see any creepers or zombies.
Yeah, I haven't seen any other ones either.
But I like that. It's another way to obtain one of those.
The design of the city is very cool. It's very maze-like.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a good bit of wool you can travel on. I think it's actually...
a lot of wool.
Double or triple thick, like,
yeah,
which is good because it does help you move around the city if you have the wool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely recommend that when you get there, gather some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the structures itself, the pillars look awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The big centerpiece, I don't want to call it a portal just yet, but that's cool looking.
Mm-hmm. It has that soul fire underneath,
a lot of soul fire.
I thought that was kind of neat,
a lot of candles.
Yeah, candles everywhere. Still not light enough to fend off that darkness effect.
No. What was the other thing I'm trying to get? I'm trying to save the big center structure for last, because, let's face it, everyone wants to talk about that. That's the big thing that's on everyone's mind.
Before we get there, there are pillars,
yeah,
in there that have a waterlogged sensor on the top that actually,
yes,
light up as you walk by. That I thought that was pretty cool. I think it's trying to give you a little bit of what the mechanics are with it.
But why are they waterlogged? Because they don't have to be waterlogged to get that to work.
That's a good point.
And my theory is, you know how water can sometimes make a sound?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's what was trying to be done, is that the water would make a sound, ignite the sensor, which would turn on the redstone lamp. But I've never seen it do it by itself. I've always seen it where someone has to walk near it for it to turn on.
Right. Yeah, that is a good point. Why is it waterlogged?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Maybe it's so it doesn't send a signal to the other sensors.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Because it doesn't really expand to each other.
We have patron Casey typing in chat saying, Skulk sensors won't make noise when they're waterlogged, but they will send out a redstone signal.
Okay, that's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that explains that.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of what else there is. You know, we talked about the loot already.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as great. You can't find like some snowballs to help you distract him.
Snowballs, bones.
Candles.
Skulk. Candles.
Health potions.
Health potions, other enchantments. Like I said, I think these are all placeholders, except for Swift Sneak and Snowballs. I think those will always be in there, and I think the rest are just kind of placeholders. At least I'm hoping those are placeholders, because the loot in ancient cities need to be some of the best loot in the game. As for me, that seems like it's going to be the hardest place in the game to get stuff.
Yeah, especially as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in the middle of these ancient cities?
Right. So I'm going to call it a statue for right now. But
okay,
this statue is shaped a lot like a warden face.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big openings, the mouth type of deal.
And in this big opening, it's where we have the mysterious, I'm doing finger quotes here, because Mojang themselves are calling it the mysterious reinforced deep slate, which we talked about,
mm-hmm,
is completely blast resistant, can't be blown up by anything in the game, but can be moved by pistons.
Yep, as of right now.
Yep. And it is definitely in the shape of a portal.
Yes. Yeah, it makes a pretty big rectangular frame.
Yes. Now, they say it's not a portal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously it's not a portal. It's not lit.
Not a portal yet.
Yeah. But Mojang has said that they will not create a new dimension in the game until they feel all three dimensions they have now are up to par.
Ooh. So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. We got a huge Nether update. Nether's
mm-hmm.
definitely filled out. We're seeing a lot of overworld updates, caves and cliffs.
Hurry up and fix the end. Hurry up and fix the end so we can get to this portal.
There's that. And do I think it's a portal? Yes, I think it's a portal. Do I think it's going to do anything anytime soon? No. The question is, how do you light said portal?
Yeah, it's another thing. A lot of people are sparking it with this flint and steel, but maybe that's not the way.
No, that's not how you're going to do it. How do you think you're going to do it?
I don't know, honestly. Like, the end portal, you open it by putting the Eye of Enders in there. So mm-hmm. there could be a completely different way.
Yes.
That no one's even thinking of to light this thing.
And I might be completely wrong, not even close, and all this stuff. But to me, the reinforced deep slate has a hint built into it, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
All the reinforced deep slate point in a single direction.
Up.
They all have arrows that match up to make an up point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you have to put a beacon under every bottom reinforced block and light them.
Okay.
So the beacon would go through the portal on both bottom and top to light it.
Like all through the bottom, every block.
All through the bottom. Lots of beacons.
Yeah, that would kind of balance it out. I mean, whatever's in that portal, you'd have to, it's not end game type of, or it is end game type of deal to get there.
Yep, that's my thought. I could be completely wrong. As of right now, reinforced deep slate might not let beacons through it. But to me, it acts a lot like bedrock.
Yeah.
That can be pushed with a piston, which we know is unintentional. So I think it'll let a beacon through like bedrock.
Yeah, could be onto something. One thing I was thinking about when looking for a deep, dark city or an ancient city is, where is this thing? It's like thousands of blocks away from where you spawn, normally.
Sometimes. I've seen one be like right under spawn.
Oh, wow. But just like the end portal, there's a way to find it,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm hoping they give us a way to find these ancient cities because, like I said, they seem to be random and some can be pretty far away. Like I said, thousands of blocks. When I found mine, I went in creative mode. I wanted to see this thing. I want to experience it for myself. So I went there in creative and I searched forever and then bam, I found one. It was like negative 2200 by 1600. Somewhere along those lines. And if I was in survival, I would have never found it
mm-hmm.
immediately. Especially like, not being able to see through anything. I'd have to pick the right direction pretty much. Or
mm-hmm.
it would just take too long. So I'm hoping they give us a way to find these cities.
Yeah.
Not just stumble upon them. But maybe there's something that leads us to that quote-unquote portal.
And there are two things, I think, that could do this. I'm glad you brought this up because I was thinking about this yesterday.
Okay.
And one, the obvious is the cartographer will give you a map. They already do it for the Woodland Mansions.
Okay.
So it would give cartographers another important thing to do. The second one is going to rely on a feature that has been taken out of production so far.
Don't tell me. Archaeology.
Yep. An archaeology dig site could be on top of an ancient city.
Okay.
And that could let you know that there's an ancient city down below.
Very well could.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, the cartography thing, pretty simple fix.
Yeah, simple thing.
That could be a thing.
But if you wanted to bring archaeology in, that's the way I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the archaeology thing on its own is okay, but archaeology combined with ancient cities, there you go.
Yeah. Now, we're kind of getting low on time, but there's one thing I wanted to bring up. It's the fact that you think this frame is a portal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people are speculating it. We kind of got some confirmation. We just watched Exuma's part 2.
Yep.
And he's going through all the structures, right? There's different kind of ancient city structures, and he found this one structure that kind of looks like the miniature of the portal, you know, like a statue. And it kind of looks like the warden's head, similar to the open, you know, portal, quote unquote portal. And the name of this small structure is called, I don't know the name of it, but it's called something along the lines.
Small portal statue.
Yeah, small portal statue. Why would they put portal in the name if it's not going to be a portal? So that kind of gives us, it's kind of almost like the, you know, the dagger here. This is going to be a portal type of deal.
Yeah. You did it to yourselves, Mojang.
Yeah. Zoom already put it out there. I just want to share it with everyone. This other structure in the deep dark or ancient city is called a small portal structure. So that, what would that make the big one? A portal. So really curious what kind of portal they got for us, because as of right now, I'm set. It's a portal. Even though they don't say it, maybe it isn't right now, but it will be.
I am too, but I'll take the opposite stance in that maybe originally it was intended to be a portal, and now they don't intend for it to be, and they just forgot to change the name.
Right.
So there is that too.
And if it's not a portal, what are we doing with this deep slate? You know, this reinforced deep slate. What is it used for? What are we going to do with it?
Yeah, let me build reinforced deep slate. It's so pretty.
Yeah, it's I just can't see it just being there, you know, just sitting there.
Yeah.
And you not being able to use this thing unless it is like a portal or you can actually collect it. I don't think you're going to be able to collect these things either. So That's why I'm moving towards portal.
It's something important based on the fact that you can't destroy it.
Mm-hmm. So what's in there, Mojang?
Yeah, what's in there?
What do you got in there?
What's on the other side of that?
What kind of portals are you making? We already know.
Yeah. But I think we need to go ahead and call it a show.
Yeah, I'm glad we ended with the news so we can actually talk a little bit more in depth.
It worked out a lot better this way.
Yeah.
Before I have Jimbo read us out, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our patrons who are supporting the show. Our milk level patrons are Omni, Croc, Fragile Rock, KC Plays Games, OB, Viperous Tuna, and Wire Guy. If you too would like to get access to exclusive benefits and hours of extra content each month, please consider joining on patreon.com/thewitheringeffect.
And if you like the show, you can share it with all of your friends and on social media. If you listen on Spotify, rate and follow us so you can never miss a future episode. Or if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice review. Doing any of these really helps the show reach more listeners. If you'd like to get in contact with us, send an email to podcast@thewitheringeffect.com. Tweet us, leave a voice message, or join our Discord where you can have a chat with everyone who works on the show and fellow listeners. All the links will be in the show notes.
This show has been brought to you by Jimbo and myself, but also our digital producer, Carl. He helps make sure the show ends up where it should be, and the amazing music you hear in the intro and outro is created by the one and only Decoy. Everyone's social media info can be found in the show notes. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for getting withered with us. You should probably go drink your milk now. Bye.
See you guys.